This enjoyment is an opportunity to make space for what is not yet known. Something's there. You can feel it. But you don't know what it is yet. So I'm noticing some people are sitting and some people are standing. I'll just take that in as information for my body knowing of how to be with you. And you do the same. You notice, look around and see where you are and where other people are. And then just let your body come more in your awareness as it feels its connection with this environment you just noticed. My eyes close naturally, but yours may not. It depends on what's natural for you. My attention is with the physical sensations of my body connection with the chair and the floor. And I stay with that sense of sensory contact longer than I would normally. Actually, normally I would simply dismiss it as either comfortable or uncomfortable and adjust the body accordingly to seek more comfort. But this time, maybe just notice where you are in gravitational space. If you're sitting, it's the way you happen to be sitting right now. It might be more or less comfortable. You're standing in a particular way, which is more or less balanced. And let your body become aware of itself in this situation. And let it, in its awareness, readjust itself so that it can find a way to feel more supported from the environment it finds itself. And you can feel the difference. You're not doing anything, but there's a kind of gentle reorganization of the body structure itself as your body seems to sink more into the actual support that's there. This is your body becoming more conscious of itself in this moment and how it naturally readjusts, which is a quality of movement. It moves. It's aware, it knows, it feels, and it moves to accommodate itself more fully in the experience of the moment and what that support is in this moment. It happens to be this room, chair, floor. And just enjoy that. Give your consent to that. The power here is to give consent. Your awareness is there. Information comes up from the body in its situation. And by giving consent, more comes, more adjustments, more realigning, actually more awakening from inside of how the body is right now. In the fullness of itself, in full support of its environment. And at that point, something to me, for example, I just feel more stretching, more awakening, more opening up, because as though my body feels it has the space to more fully be present to itself. So if that's in you, just welcome that. Welcome how the body wants to be right now, given its awareness of its support system that's actually being held by the chair and the floor. How would it like it to be? What would it like to do? And you're the observer in that ability to even be aware of that possibility of the body having a life of its own. And it would like to do something like stretch or change position or But it's deciding that. That's an inner directed movement. And you're just going along with it. That changes the relationship between you and your body in a very conscious kind of way. Body alive, doing what it wants to do for itself. You remain the observer. Very important observer, because it is your consciousness and your spaciousness that gives the body the feeling that it's okay to explore itself in its own consciousness. This is quite remarkable, to know that our bodies have their own consciousness. In fact, each part of us knows how to be that particular part, has a consciousness and a knowing. So at the same time as you're noticing your body coming alive to its fullness of its sense of itself, whole-bodied contact from the floor up, energy flowing, there will be parts of you that may stand out for attention for whatever reasons. Parts could feel a little bit less connected to the whole, or can be excited by something or distressed by something. You can just notice how your consciousness naturally flows to parts that are not, well, not just quite right, or they just need special noticing. And it's almost like your consciousness knows where to go. You don't have to even look for anything yourself. Your consciousness floats around as though it has a mind of its own. And it's here. It's like, for me right now, it's in my belly. And my belly starts to expand now, just because my consciousness is there, as though it was kind of stuck and it needed a little bit of attention to feel more expansive. And then consciousness moves up somewhere else, like my head. And my hands are active. I'm massaging my thighs or rubbing my thighs for some reason. So these are all happening. Toes are moving and feet are rising up from the ball. So these kind of natural instinctive movements have a purpose. We don't know what that purpose is, but we do know that the body wants to do these things. And if we give the body permission and say, yes, it's okay, welcome that, then more comes, more activity. All this would not happen unless our consciousness was present in this particular way of welcoming, unconditional accepting. That's the power of our consciousness, of consciousness itself, actually. It makes things happen that would not have happened. Things happen, I should say, that would not have happened if consciousness wasn't there. It changes the dynamics of our experiencing, particularly our body's experiencing. Notice that. Welcome that. And in that field of experiencing, there will be parts of you that are expanding and opening and stretching and just feeling good about themselves and yourself. And there are parts that say, well, actually, I need something more. And just let that happen. Just let them sort themselves out as you allow anything that wants to be present in your consciousness just to be there, just the way they are and they need to be. They automatically kind of do a lot of reorganizing on their own. There's nothing you really have to do but create a safe environment for them to do that, space, spaciousness. And that's possible because you feel well supported by the chair. So you're creating a kind of containment for whatever wants to happen in a safe kind of environment. And the parts that need attention need to feel that safety and need to feel your presence. Because they, as I often say, they're more afraid of me, then I am of them, whatever is there, even if it's very dramatic, it's actually scared of me. Shy, maybe a better word. So by giving that sense of presence, there's a kind of welcoming and warmth and safety, so that these parts become, have a chance to at least become more aware of themselves. And as I say, they begin to sort themselves out. And much of this is done all with us just being present, without having to do anything. And we know things are happening. And we don't know what that means even. We know we realize that it's purposeful in some way. There's one thing happening after the other, but we don't know what that is. So you can almost say that there's a knowing in the body that knows something, that's moving in some way, that's doing something. But we don't know. So there's both a knowing and a not knowing happening at the same time. Body knowing, our patience actually in the not knowing, staying with the not knowing until something emerges that clearly wants to come to consciousness more fully. Wait for that. There's a kind of innate priority of events that want to come to consciousness, and we don't know what priority that is, but then suddenly something does come, pops up, and presents itself. That's the new. That's the new piece that wants our attention. And still, we can feel it, we know it's there, but we still don't know what it is. And yet, we know something about it. We have a feel about it. And we can be with the feel, we call the felt sense of that, in a spacious, grounded way. So that particular sense of something has an opportunity to expand, become more present, and show itself to us and to itself in some form or another. It may be through a word, but it may be an image, it may be a sound. There's so many different ways or a movement that it can manifest itself. So see if you can be open to any way that this part of you would like to present itself or know itself more in your consciousness. And give it all the room, all the breathing room it needs. To come to know itself and be more aware of itself. That can be quite painful at times, as the new knowing is emerging out of the ground of not knowing. Something new is coming. And sometimes it's painful or just uncomfortable, but it requires patience. And when in doubt, just go back to a sense of grounded presence. That sense of, well, I am sitting in the chair and this is happening, or I'm standing and this is also happening. So it's quite natural to hold both. Both the sense of you solidly connected to the environment in some way or another, the chair, floor, standing, sitting. And this emerging new knowing. And it's about holding both. And my expression is with equal positive regard, which means that We know the value of our own grounded presence and how that being anchored to the environment really does bring more life inside of you and more presence, more quality of being consciously. And we also have a sense that this other thing, this something, has a life within it, has a meaning, has a knowing that we don't know yet. But we kind of know that there's the fact that it has life, because just by paying attention to it, it becomes more vital or more present. There's something happening in it. And because it's there in consciousness, there's a reason why it's there. And I'm going to suggest it's there to enhance the wholeness in some way, to support, to bring more. As though there's a quality in this that will serve us in some way. So with that attitude, that it's rather than dismiss it or push it away or try to suppress it, it's a respect for why it's there and what it has to offer us. That kind of welcoming. And also a respect that it needs to know itself so it can transform or change and be something more than it is already. It's like us, it's about being present to us and our possibilities. The more we accept ourselves in the moment, or any part of ourselves in the moment, we become more present to what's actually there, and what's actually there includes its possibilities. What it can be more. But it can't be more or can't know what more is until it's fully present to what is. And it needs our consciousness to be seen and to be held in the way that it is. As uncomfortable as that might be. Sometimes, and the word comes to me, as distasteful as that might be sometimes. That's the starting point of awakening possibilities and transformation. So I'll be silent for a minute for you to just to be with what's there. Yeah, and the reality is of just being with what's there. Let your body know it has another few minutes to find a way of, well, really a resting place for now, because more can come later. So it's inviting the body in its wisdom to find a kind of resting place. Now. So it's really accepting what came with gratitude. And I can say from the body's perspective, any time you spent with your body in this way, it really appreciates your attention. It is appreciated. Consciousness is like fuel to the living body.